what's going down. Words come the words, my people's come first. You know the deal. Words come the words, when words come the words, my people's come first. Welcome back to Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Oh, it's Monday night. It's time for The Worst, hashtag The Worst, our weekly segment where we complain and bemoan about the worst things around us for prizes.
Yay,
a lot of prizes.
Yay.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You can call in or you can text. Give us your worst, and if you make the top three, we're talking serious loot tonight. We've got tickets still to the Bayern Munich an AC Milan soccer match at Soldier Field on the 27th. How about that? Full-on premier soccer. Although I'm not even sure that that's what you're supposed to say. I don't think it's premier, right? Premier is probably a different league. I'm like, it's like NFL and like the other like XFL, and I'm probably getting it wrong.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Pair of tickets to the, what is it? Pair of tickets to the Producers. Playing through June 26th at the Mercury Theater. And then we've got Lou Malnati's Pizza. That's one, two, and three.
All right.
Does that
awesome.
Sound good?
First,
yeah.
Second, and third.
First, second, and third. Joining us tonight to help with the festivities, Sarah Albritton. She is the woman, stand-up comedian, who's also behind the podcast Sleeping with Sarah, which you can find on iTunes and YouTube. Sarah, good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Return member of The Worst. And Emily Galati, a local stand-up here in Chicago, who can be found at Emily Galati. At do you want to spell it out?
Emily Galati. Yeah. If you get anywhere near Google it correctly.
All right. Well, I'm happy to have both of you. And, of course, Pete Zimmerman is here. Rob Martyr's here. We're going to have some fun. Pete usually kicks off The Worst for us. So, Pete, why don't you do the honors? Again, 312-981-7200, your worst for prizes. Uh-oh, we don't have you here.
You know what's the worst?
Here we go.
The Sure Shot Wand.
What's that? Is that me?
With a protective shield to pinpoint those pesky bedfellows.
There we go.
It lets you kill what's
Come
bad.
Back to me. I got it.
All right. All right, so that's a good go. I'll start.
Mm-hmm. Is that the worst, though?
That was the worst.
Yeah,
when commercials play when you're trying to talk. You know, I complained about this earlier in the show, and I've been complaining about it like all night long. Movies that have commercials at the front. And if you've been to the movies lately, you know, they have that stupid first look thing where you can first look at a new show on TNT and it's some
I never arrive that early. I'm always like 15 minutes late. I'm like, oh,
yeah.
It's still commercials.
Well, before that, they will do 10. I counted them. I went and saw the Avengers movie, and there were 10 commercials, 10 30-second commercials before the movie started.
That's
bogus.
That's too many commercials.
That's too many commercials. It's the worst. I'm sorry, but there's a social contract that I paid this money, so I don't have to see a commercial.
Yeah. Was it like $10 extra if you'd got no commercials?
I would take, I see, that's
oh,
what it's.
Like a Hulu upgrade?
Right.
Like,
right. I would take that. I would totally take that.
I don't think you should have to, though. That's the point.
Well, now you can do the ones where you can have the wine and you can have the food and all this. It's like, it's so weird. I went to one and it's like where you've got like, there's like only 30 seats in the theater and they're just like really, really nice.
I was in one and I paid the $12 for it. And it was I also will complain about, I felt like my dad. I was going to go complain on so many fronts at this movie. But this one, too, is where the engineering of the actual theater is messed up. Uh-huh. I sat in the back seat, like the back row, and then you recline. It's this cool recline kind of thing. But then the screen gets blocked by the weird partition wall that is for the next row down. So you have like the quarter bottom, if you go back and you recline all like this, you can't see the full screen.
And commercials. I definitely would have complained.
Right?
Yeah. How did you not complain?
I almost walked. I was like, yeah, I got a couple things.
Let's start. You just pull out a list.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, I've got a few things wrong.
My friend was like, they can't control the commercials. You know, and
I
I'm
think
like,
they can though.
Like the manager at the Icon can't.
Don't they have to like? Oh, you know what? I guess it's all digital now. But there was a time when they had to splice the film together, and they could because there's that whole thing in Fight Club where he splices.
You can. Exactly.
You can cut it out. Also, that's an easy thing to put into iMovie and just take out.
Yeah. Right? Why aren't all the cinemas just not using iMovie?
They should just be using iMovie.
Yeah. Yeah, whenever I illegally download things off of YouTube, which I never do.
No, never.
I just edit out what I don't want.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I was annoyed about it, and that was the worst. So why don't we go back to Pete? Pete, did you get your commercials figured out?
I think so. The worst. Where they were coming
from. The worst
from.
When you don't know where the commercials are coming from.
Panicking.
All right, so Pete, why don't you start us off with what's the worst?
You know what the worst is? When you tune into ESPN or MLB Network because you want to see how your Cubs did. You want to watch the highlights because mm-hmm. they had a great victory. And then all of a sudden, there's a feature about some little cancer kid. And then you get sucked into cancer kid, and then you cry.
No, see, I don't go to the cry. You are right. We're living the same, man. We are living the same life. Last night that happened where I was watching ESPN and SportsCenter. All night I had other stuff to do, and it was the end. I'm like, oh, I'm going to see what the Cubs did. I'm going to see what every Sox. They have all the highlights. And they on Sunday night, of all nights, all the sports, that's when people just want to see the sports. They're like, and now our cover story. a guy who was a hockey player who had an abusive dad. And this is a 7-minute, like.
And then you're bawling.
I didn't get sucked in.
Yeah.
I got mad. And then it was a bad day. That was the same day as the movie.
I've bawled at those things. Bawled, I've been full on cry mode.
That's a perfect thing for a Monday night. It's a perfect thing for a Wednesday night. Right? Like, make it Thursday at 2 o'clock in the morning, show that stuff. Don't show it at prime time at 10 o'clock at night on a Sunday. I want to see what happened in baseball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think the worst part of the story so far is baseball. That might just be me.
Yeah, possibly.
All right, let's go around 312-981-7200. Sarah, what do you got?
On the way here, I was driving down a street, and there were two bikers that were biking clearly together, but they were biking close enough where I couldn't pass them. Mm-hmm. And that I feel like that was the worst. It's like, are they trying to dominate me with their bicycles, being like, oh, see, like.
So they were together, and they're like, together we are stronger.
Yeah, they're like together, like right in front of my car going down a one-way.
Like, and blocking traffic.
Blocking traffic, yes. I thought that was pretty bad.
It is the worst.
it was terrible. I was in the car. It was terrible.
I think bicyclists, yeah. That don't follow the rules of the road are the worst.
Or ones that are like, no, I'm a cyclist.
Oh, yeah. Cyclist. That's why I didn't. That's what I should have gone with.
They're like, no, I'm. Or someone, there's somebody in Logan Square that has a penny farthing. That's like, oh,
cyclists.
Those cyclists
are unicyclists
are
the worst.
Yeah, no, the other.
Oh, my God. Can we get over the unicyclists in this city? Because it is too much, and you can't drive anywhere with everyone on their unicycles.
I didn't know that was a thing, but I guess
there's
they are the worst.
There's a Divvy unicycle rental. You can just go anywhere. On a unicycle.
And it doesn't cost anywhere if you even can figure it out. If you can go past 5 feet on a unicycle, they just
free.
Let you do it for free.
Yeah, right. All right, Emily, what do you got?
I feel like mine is too real after all of this. It's what I've been fuming about for a week.
Do it.
I hate when you try to be a mature adult and you confront someone and you're like, I am upset with you because you said this. And it hurt my feelings. And they go, well, I don't really think you're upset with me. I think you're upset with someone else and taking it out on me. And I'm like, no. I have openly stated to you multiple times, this is exactly why I'm upset.
I thought this through.
Yeah. I have calmly thought about it, and I have confronted you now in a rational manner, and you don't get to dismiss it. Or the other person, I had a lot of fights this week, and it was not fun.
Oh, I like this.
And the other person was like, I was like, they said this, and I know it was like hearsay, and they're like, well, you shouldn't believe them. I'm like, yeah, but that matches up with everything else you've done.
Yeah, right.
And so, of course, like, I'm going to believe it because it aligns with your actions. And they're like, well, that's just not true. You should believe what I say. I'm like, but that doesn't align with everything you've said, like, everything you've done. Like, how do you...
And they're just like, I know what you're saying, but I'm going to choose to think about it in this way.
Yes!
Like the opposite way that you want. It's like, you're clearly mad, but I don't think you're mad at me, even though you're saying that you're mad at me.
I'm a 31-year-old woman. I'm trying very hard not to be the woman who's like, I'm just going to hold it in and try and let you figure out why I'm upset. I'm going to come to you and tell you why I'm upset, and you have 9 reasons why I'm not upset with you. No, I am. I'm telling you why.
I will say that it is pretty real. Sarah Albritton and Emily Galati are in studio with me tonight on The Worst. 312-981-7200 is the number. Let's go to some of the texts that are coming in. We got a lot of great ones here. Okay, let's see here. The worst is when, this is from 708. The worst is when you leave a voicemail message for someone and they call you back without listening to the message.
I do that all the time. Nobody. The worst is someone leaving a voice.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say.
Easily, hands down, that's the offender.
Yeah, I totally agree with her because the thing is like. You've got to, like, either be a blood relative or, like, Walgreens to leave me a voicemail. Like,
I don't care if it's a blood relative. I'm not listening to that voicemail. It's better now that I have an iPhone and they come up individually. Like, and so then I'll listen to some. But, like, at any given time, I probably have 13 to 15 voice messages on my phone because I'm like, I'm just not doing this.
Right.
Yeah. It's and the thing is, like, even if you're dating someone, if they leave you a voicemail too early on, you're like, oh, they're, like, way too serious. Like, it's a weird thing now.
I don't know.
Everyone texts. I don't know.
Well, that's the thing. It just seems like it's a better way to text than to...
Now you can... The ridiculous thing is you can text voice memos now. So what's the point of voicemail anyways?
Listen to you guys. I mean, you just... The future of our generation.
If you text a voice memo, you're definitely a creep. Hands down. That is, I don't care what point in our relationship. I think that is too much. I don't want to listen to your voice. That's why I'm not with you right now.
Let's go to Sue. Sue, can you hear us now?
I can hear you
now. All right,
now.
Sorry about that. Sue,
that's all right.
What's the worst, Sue?
The worst is saving up for a vacation for you and another friend to go down to the Florida Keys. Mm. And the day you get there, you get sick, end up in the hospital, and don't get out until the day you go home.
Oh, man. Sue, you bummed us out.
Yeah.
But it's a really good the worst.
That was in January this year.
Where'd you go? I mean, I guess it really depends on where you took the vacation because it might have been a plus.
Keys.
Oh, the Florida Keys. You said that, yeah.
So I guess you...
Yeah, the Keys.
Oh, I missed it.
Oh, man. Well, that's a bummer, Sue. All right, I'm going to keep you in line because that one, even though it's very sad, is a pretty good the worst.
Yeah.
I got to say, right?
Did she listen to a lot
of... I don't have.
Hopefully she at least listened to some Jimmy Buffett or something and got that vibe.
Right.
The Keys vibe.
Maybe they do that in the Florida Keys Hospital. We should have asked her.
Well, is there someone who has a worse illness than Sue? Like, is that how we have to... If someone calls in and has the same story with a worse illness.
Or like they got, I don't know, something else.
The good news is now what we're getting from the worst, like there's a flurry of texts right now, and they're all like, the worst is when you can't fire the commercials the right way. Okay, good. Glad that you're listening, at least. All right, let's keep going. There we go. You know what's the worst is when you plan to take your mom out to the Old Country Buffet for Mother's Day and to find out they're all gone.
Well, this person planned a lot for their Mother's Day.
Yeah, they really did.
Did they, though? It was Old Country Buffet. Yeah. I thought that's where it ended. The worst was when you take your mom to Old Country Buffet.
Well,
is there a sadder...
Yeah. It's a buffet. It's not even brunch. It's a buffet.
It's one of... I will say this. I was introduced to an Old Country Buffet when I was maybe in my early 20s for the first time, and it was heavenly. It was a tremendous experience.
Were you drunk?
No, it was in the daytime, and I remember it was in downstate Illinois, and they're like, we're going to Old Country Buffet. And I was like, they just let you eat? Like, I was amazed at how great this place was.
This guy Sue's son? Because I think we just figured out what she had.
Possible, right? All right, let's keep going here. We got 847. The worst is hearing about the Sinead O'Connor story. Yeah, okay. Oh. That's topical. The worst is when the commercials on the radio are way louder than the show you're listening to. Okay, that's before the commercial snafus. 847, the worst is when you're at the store and the limit for the self-checkout is 10 items and the person in front of you has way more than that. That's kind of like...
You know, I don't think you need to be like so uptight with the supermarket, you know, like you just, you know, whatever, 10, 12, maybe they're not that good at math, you know, like
there's rarely any time anymore, I feel, in the society where that is grossly taken advantage of. And I've been in a lot of stores and I feel like, you'll get some that's close, but I don't feel like anymore we see the person with the huge cart worth of stuff going into 10 or under.
Because
we've learned as a society.
It's because they'll be shamed on the internet if they do it. I don't think people have learned anything. I think it's just the fact that everyone has cell phones, so they're like, if I'm publicly a jerk, then it's going to be recorded and thrown on YouTube, and then I'll be the jerk that yelled at that guy at Target, you know?
Which happens every time I yell at someone in public. Yeah, I get terrified it's going to end up on YouTube.
They just quickly, someone pulls out a phone every time
I'm
you start.
So, yeah, and then I'm just like, lovely to meet you. Have a great day.
All right, 312-981-7200. The phone number you can call, you can text. We're playing the worst here. Stay with us.
What's going down,
All right, back here on The Download on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. The worst, we're playing the worst here. It's Monday night, 312-981-7200. The worst is when I don't tell my guests that there's a webcam.
Yeah.
Sarah and Emily just got really mad.
Yeah. Like, you want to come to a radio show? Sure. I don't have to put on makeup. It's radio, right? Nope, you don't have to. Guess what? You're on camera.
Yeah, no, and I did this show a couple months ago, and I was never even told about the webcam.
I'm sorry. I just thought it was a everybody knew about it. I'm constantly reminded. People will text in and they're like, "Hey, stop picking your nose." I'm just like, you completely forget it's on.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, 312-981-7200. George, what's the worst?
I got two really quick ones for you. Totally the worst. Okay, involving cell phones. When you're trying to shame somebody on the internet and you pull out your phone and don't realize you forgot to turn your flash off.
Oh yeah.
You take a picture.
Okay.
That. And I'm sure everyone can relate when you start your camera and you realize that your front-facing camera turns on and you can see how fat and ugly and gross you really look.
Yeah, that already happens to me right here in the studio. Now being broadcast onto the web.
Those are good. I like George's.
Yeah. My favorite one about George's is that he's complaining that it's the worst that you get shamed for trying to shame someone else, and that's just karma. Like, that's not the worst. That's just equality. That's just the universe.
George is like, watch, I'm gonna get so stealth on this person on the bus.
He's like, who's the next guy? Right.
Yeah. Shame. This person has too many items in this grocery store line. I'm gonna shame him.
Let's go to Pete. Pete, what's the worst, Pete?
There's this car with handicap plates. Pulled into a spot that's a handicap spot, no problem. Then this couple gets out, and they walk just fine, you know. Go into this bar that has a big band, and you can see them in the dance floor just dancing up the storm.
You did a lot of recon on this, Pete. This was an all-nighter, huh?
Did you remember to turn off your flash?
Yeah. Were you incognito?
That's great.
Thanks, Pete. Thanks for that. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
I guess that would, I mean, he spent a lot of time on that one.
Yeah.
He, like, tracked them.
Just the walking kind of gave it away, right?
Yeah, right away. That would have been enough. That would have been, they walked in, yeah.
No, I got to follow them into this bar I wasn't going to go into.
And I'm going to pay the cover for the live band.
I think unintentional stalking is the worst possible.
That could be. All right, 847, when people on social media don't know how to spell. Sarah, I know this is a thing for you.
Well, I'm just mad when people message you first on a dating site without, like, thinking to spell it right. That's what I think's the worst. When they're just like, if you're going to talk, like, I know chivalry is gone and everything, but, like, if you're going to send me a message, like, spell out the word you for the first time so I know that you know how to spell it. Like, just do that. Please.
847 says, the worst is when you get an idea for a song to write and you're at work.
Oh, yeah, that's, man. That day job is really a grind, huh? Crushing your dreams. Like, you know who that didn't stop? Like, Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce Springsteen, when he was working at his day job.
Yeah,
like,
I have no idea if he had a day job.
Born to run. No, he probably did. Look at me. 815 says, the worst was going dancing in Chicago clubs. Once I came out of the restroom having put on newly purchased neutral lip moisturizer, and my date said, look in the mirror with black lights. My lips look like huge clown lips glowing for all to see. So humiliating.
Yeah, I think the worst is a date at a place with black lights. That's the worst. Yeah.
Or like one of those restaurants that are like pitch black. Like, I've never been to one, but you know those fancy ones that they have?
Oh, that's like a thing. Like,
where it's like how are you supposed to see anything?
That sounds perfect. I can go on a date and not have to put on makeup. It won't be broadcast anywhere. I'm so down for that date. Just in the dark.
I think for you, just makeup is the worst. It's like,
I mean, that's not fully true. It's just I was in a mood today and just didn't want to do anything.
You had a tough week.
You had a tough week.
We've already gone through a lot of it.
You get mad about the makeup. I just don't put it on. I was just like, oh, yeah, my hair looks fine. You know, whatever.
You both look great.
That's all I wanted to hear.
WGNRadio.com. Go to the webcam right now and you can see them.
the whole reason I'm on the radio today is to have people tell me how pretty I look. Thank you.
Did it. All right, 416. We're from Toronto going back home now on I-94. Worse is the car in front of us has not turned off their signal for the last five miles.
Oh.
That is the worst.
I think the worst is looking at your how far you're going in a mileage and specifically tracking how many miles it's been. Wait,
they're Canadians? They're going to Toronto?
They're going from Toronto. Going. Oh, wait,
if they're Canadians, yeah. Why is it not kilometers?
Canadians complaining is definitely the worst.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they're going to or from. That's a good question. Yeah. And complaining is the worst.
Yeah.
Although that's terrible. I mean, if you're driving and you're in a position where you can't get out from behind somebody like that, having a turn signal on for 5 miles would be the worst, in my opinion.
After like mile one, don't you just accept it? Like, why are you still angry?
You have
aren't
to go
you just like, I get it.
You have to go through the five stages of grief, you know? Like,
right.
Denial, 262. Anger.
262 says the worst is when a text is misinterpreted when simply just talking would have prevented the miscommunication.
Yes. Or when someone puts a tone on a text that you've never spoken to them in real life with.
That's
and
the
you're
worst.
Like, how did you get that tone mm-hmm. when you've never heard me use it?
Like, there needs to be like a sarcasm font for texting to avoid
absolutely.
This.
312, it's the worst when someone hits reply all when they absolutely don't have to and then 10 more people on the group message do the same.
Yes.
I think it's the 10th guy who's like, it's still going to be funny. That's the guy who I hate the most after like two or three.
Or when people like comment on something and that somebody's art says the same thing somebody said before. They were just too lazy to read all the comments. Yeah, you know? Like they
that happens on Facebook like all the
that.
Time.
Yeah. I hate that.
Yeah. You go. No. The repetitive Facebook comment. That's what you hate.
Well, I mean, there's so many. Like, I'm a comic, so sometimes I put jokes on Facebook, and everyone else tries to out-comic you and, like, make the joke better. And it's like, well, no. Like, I already wrote your punchline and decided it was bad. Right. So I'm not going to use it. But then five people will say the same thing.
Over and over and over.
And it's just like, dude, that was the easiest joke. Like, this is why they pay me to do this and why the four of you are still working at your office job and upset with the fact that you got an idea for a really good joke but can't do it because you're at your office job. Like, that's oh man.
Stand-up comedian Emily Galati and Sarah Albritton are in studio with me tonight. Let's take a quick break. We'll then start tallying up our top three. What do you think? Does that sound good?
Sure.
Yeah. All right, it's the worst on the download. Stay with us. All right, welcome back to the download here. We're playing the worst. It's Monday nights, 312-981-7200. In studio with me, two stand-up comedians, Sarah Albritton and Emily Galati. You can find them both on Twitter, Sarah's podcast, Sleeping with Sarah. Which is, tell us a little bit about that real quick so we get to...
It's a podcast where, because I have a weird sleeping thing about me, I have narcolepsy, so I talk,
you do.
I talk about that a lot in my stand-up. And so my podcast, I invite people into my bed and we talk about sleep and dreams and life and comedy, and it's a video podcast too, so it's on YouTube and iTunes and stuff. So
okay, great. So. And Emily, do you want to promote anything that...
I'm on Twitter.
You're on Twitter.
I have a website. It'll tell you all my upcoming shows. I'm out of town. Well, you know what? This goes all over. I'm in like Albany coming up. I'm in Fort Wayne, Indiana. I'm in Tampa, Florida.
In Bridgetown, Portland.
I'm in Bridgetown Comedy Festival in Portland. So yeah, check out my website, which is just the same as my Twitter handle at Emily Galati.
EmilyGalati.com.
Yeah.
Emily was just on Conan O'Brien too. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah,
that's
thank
great.
You.
That was a good experience.
It was totally fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great experience.
All right. All right. Back to the worst. 312-981-7200. We got some stuff from Twitter as well, so let's read some stuff from Twitter. You guys want to do the honors on that?
Yeah, this one's from Nick Mann. It says, always that one guy posting about his new Vans and new BMW on Snapchat. Yes.
Yeah.
1,000%. I don't care about your car. There's always dudes on Tinder and Bumble that are just like, check out my motorcycle. I'm like, we have nothing to talk about ever. Swipe left. Swipe left. There's not a bone in my body that wants to speak to you.
Yeah.
I don't care about your car.
Yeah, I completely agree.
You might as well have photos of your ex-girlfriend. I'd be like, this is better. I at least can talk to you about other humans.
What about guys who put their like crappy cars on there? Like if they had like a Honda CRV and they're like, hey,
if it was meant
that's
to be
probably worse.
But if it meant to be funny, like if it was,
yeah, it was like,
waiting to be
making
funny.
Fun of those
do you
people,
know or? A man who has ever joked about a car? I don't think so. I don't think, because it's probably like a 91 Honda Civic, but he souped it up somehow special.
Yeah, it's got
like
cool lights on it.
Yeah, or he fixed it. Like, I just don't think.
Yeah, I definitely dated one of those guys who
tried to fix
up a car that was not that good of a car. I don't even remember the name of it. Better engine. I'm sorry. Sorry about that.
Keep talking.
Twitter I have to read.
All right. So what? So give us Twitter. Yep.
It's Jam is the name. It's @_Morey.
Okay.
Being hungry but too lazy to cook.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yes.
Too lazy to cook. Being hungry and too lazy to cook.
It's me. That's
all
no
of
businesses
us.
Wrapped around
that is
this.
The worst.
That's why Seamless and Grubhub exist. Delivery.
Exactly.
Postmates.
I do this all the time where you're just too lazy to cook. You just put ramen noodles in the microwave.
That's
all right,
still
good
cooking.
Stuff.
Does that count as cooking?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say that's the laziest cooking you can do.
But it's still cooking.
But it's still cooking.
I just order someone to bring me gummy bears.
If you
bears.
Order gummy bears, that's being too lazy to cook.
Yeah, and there's not even, like, I don't even have to keep it warm or anything. Like, it's just, it's gummy bears. I don't have to put it away. I just leave it out.
All right. Okay, we have, let me see if I can get everyone here before. Okay. 773 says, the worst is the neighbor that for years has a permanent handicapped parking space in front of her home, yet parks in a 2.5-car garage. So essentially they have the space on the street, but they don't use it.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Is that just genius? So,
like, they got an extra spot out of it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll take it. Okay.
Hmm.
Okay. All right. What do you think? Should we give away the prizes? What do you think, Pete?
Yeah.
Let's
sure.
do it. All right. Here we go. All right. So let me read these. These are our prizes for tonight. The top three prizes or winners tonight on the worst are going to get these things. Third place, Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home to Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one or more of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. We got one gift certificate, $25 value. That's not so bad. Pair of tickets to The Producers, now playing through June 26th at the Mercury Theater Chicago, featuring a riotous mix of eccentric characters and show-stopping songs. The Producers is a spoof on the big, old-fashioned Broadway musical. Get tickets by calling 773-325-1700 or online at mercurytheater.com. And first place is going to be a pair of tickets to the soccer match between Bayern Munich and AC Milan at Soldier Field on July 27th. See the world's best soccer back in Chicago and one of Europe's fiercest rivalries. Get tickets online at internationalchampionshipscup.com. All right. Are we ready?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
So third place. This is what I got on third place. Let me find it here. 847, when people on social media don't know how to spell. Oh, there you go.
Yes, please. Spell.
I want to know that person, who that person is, though, and look up their account and make sure everything spelled correctly before they can claim their prize.
As a casual speller.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're speaking up for the casual spellers.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I think there's a difference. Text is one thing to be like, who cares? But social media, if you're on Twitter and Facebook misspelling things, that's sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's no.
Because you can go back and edit on Facebook. Twitter, you have to delete the tweet and then re-put it on.
Yeah.
Still don't check.
See, Twitter, why does
my
it...
Facebook bio is I tweet under the assumption that you don't know where commas go either. Like, and then it says comma, period. And it's just like, I don't. That's pretty much what you're getting from me. I don't change. I don't change.
You don't change.
I'm consistent.
You're consistent. That's good. I like that. All right. Number two is actually one of the tweets, Sarah. This is the tweet that came from, what was it again?
Morey.
Morey.
@_MOIREE.
Mm-hmm.
Underscore. So.
Okay. Morey. And what is it?
It is being hungry but too lazy to cook.
There you go.
I
nailed
definitely
it.
Feel that.
Yep.
Nailed it in one sentence.
Yep.
Nice work.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that means we're down to our number one. Are we ready for the number one? The winner is going to go to the Bayern Munich AC Milan game at Soldier Field. And it is George. George, are you on the line?
Woo!
George, we loved your idea of getting shamed for using a camera to shame somebody and then the flash goes off.
I am so happy that there are more people
like me that are stupid and forget to turn their flash off when they take pictures of people sleeping on the subway. And that's just fantastic.
Is that real? That's what you're using it for, is essentially something to throw up on Instagram and be like, look what's happening. And
Usually it's like, I'm going to circle back to another one you guys had. Another worst was when the lady comes in with three carts full of things in the mm-hmm. 10 or, item express lane.
Mm-hmm.
Because I got things to do, and I don't want to, I can't sit behind somebody with 1,000 items and a car full of ice cream, and I'm sitting here with a case of Coors Light, and I need to start my night. So I don't know. That's
your weapon. Yeah. Your weapon is to take a picture and put it on social media.
I mean, yeah, that's.
But not let the person know about it. Not correct the behavior. Just shame it privately.
But it is karma, though. I know one of you said it was karma.
That was
me. But that's true. That is. I thought about that as in my drive.
Well,
have you been shamed on anything? Like, has anybody shamed you with a picture?
Yeah, you know what? Somebody got a hold of a video from when I was in high school. I was talking to Smack on Facebook, and someone got a hold of a video of an entrance to a basketball game, and we were all supposed to tear off our breakaway pants, and I ended up tearing mine away, and I forgot to put my shorts on underneath. I'm the only freshman out there wearing whitey tighties, and everyone else has their shorts on. And someone found that video and posted it in the comment section underneath one of my mean comments, and it kind of shut me up.
That might actually be the winner tonight.
That is great. That was so good. Oh, my God.
All right, George, we appreciate it. Thanks for playing. George wins tonight. Emily Galati, Sarah Alberton, thank you so much for being here playing the worst tonight. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
We'll be back next Monday with the worst. Thanks.